This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, Paul, we're back. Well, this is LA Podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Paul.
Just talking the urinal. We usually talk LA sports, but we'll dabble in anything, especially now that football's here, Paul. 2 days away, man. This comes out. Be a day.
There's so much to talk about, I feel like, right now. The month of September is going to be huge.
I know. It's too much. Ryder Cup, dude. Yeah, it's too much stuff. But we'll start where we always start, with the Dodgers. And, I mean, I'm sure everyone knows by now, the Julio Urías is probably pitched his last pitch of the Dodgers, right? He's done.
Maybe
I'm all
his
for
career?
Second chances, but I mean, now
this was the second chance.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And this, I mean, there's more to this than all baseball side. I mean, we'll get into the baseball side, but I mean, he's done. It sounds like at this point, he sounds like a bad dude. And
so, well, here's the problem. I mean, obviously not condoning domestic violence here, but I mean, even if we wanted him to pitch again, he doesn't have a court date till like September 27th.
Yeah,
so doesn't
even. Yeah, that's like I said. Like, that's not even a bigger issue. It's like, who cares if he pitches again at this point? But now let's talk about the baseball side. I mean, we've already lost May. We already lost Tony G. Now we lost Julio.
Well, first off, everybody else is banned from going to LAFC games. No more LAFC games for the rest of the team. They can't go anymore.
And then, did he get arrested at the stadium?
From my understanding, it happened at the LAFC game, man.
Did you see that celebrity list? Jesus.
Only decent. One of them went away in handcuffs, though.
I didn't see our names on there, though.
Yeah.
So where does this put us? Where does this put us now? I mean, we got Bueller's coming back, Gavin Stone, Grove. I mean, we got guys, but it's just like we're our best.
It's hard.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I think today's game earlier today, they lost to the Marlins 6-3. That would have been the easy hammer to take the Marlins. You know this affected the clubhouse, right? You know, guys were going out there not with their heads on straight.
Yeah. And Kershaw didn't look great. And then Yarbrough, that was like his first bad outing, right?
Yeah. But Bueller, throwing a rehab game. We'll see what he looks like. We'll see how he comes back. He's gonna need a couple games at least, I think, in the major leagues to readjust again. Trinan worries me. They paused his rehab now, so who knows when or if he'll get back this season. I mean, I know that's we're talking bullpen, but I'm just talking about all the arms we have available
now. Yeah,
it's
I think we have enough arms, but this is just these guys are gonna have to step up, which we kind of just wanted to use it. Like Bueller's gonna, like, we didn't rely, we're not relying on him to be like the old Bueller, but now, like, he almost needs to be, you know.
Mm-hmm. Kelly's throwing a bullpen session now, so hopefully that's the thing. These injuries, yes, we're getting guys back healthy right now, it sounds like, at the right time, but I just don't know how they're gonna look. You know, October baseball is a completely different beast than some rehab starts in August. It sounds like Hudson's done for the year. He's not gonna pitch again this year.
We're gonna have two legit start, or maybe Lynn. I know we got Sheldon against the Braves, like maybe two or three legit starters, and then in the playoffs. And say we just do other than that. Say we just gotta throw guys out there and just like bullpen games and see what we can get from Yarbrough.
How quick things can turn on a dime. I feel like we were sitting here a week ago, all excited, all pumped for the Braves 4-game series. Okay, they win 3 out of 4. Big deal.
Big deal.
You know,
14 in the division. Yeah.
Then just the dagger is Urias acting a fool. And now this puts us, it compromises the whole entire game plan here. You know what I mean?
Going back to it, we always go into the playoffs with huge expectations. This year, especially after that series, no one's going to think we have any chance. So that's maybe the good thing. We already know we're going to be in the playoffs, and we know in October anything can happen. So at least
I don't think Milwaukee's going to catch us. Milwaukee's still 6 and a half back, I believe, from us.
And we could still beat everyone besides the Braves, obviously. So say we could get lucky against that series. Yeah.
the way the remaining series and shapes up, I kind of like, okay, Marlins, we can beat the Marlins. We can finish off the Marlins. We just, our heads weren't in it today. Then we go at Washington. Do we have to sweep Washington, right? You got to sweep Washington.
Yeah.
We got the Padres mixed in there right before we go to Seattle, which is going to be a tough series, I think. Yeah, but then we finish off with like a whole bunch of Giants. And the reason why that kind of worries me is that, you know, the Giants are going to want to play spoiler. The Giants are fighting for their lives. They need every single one of those games. They cannot coast because right now they're in third place. They are behind the Diamondbacks, yeah, technically. So they need every single one of those games. So we have to sweep Washington. We have to finish off the Marlins. We have to handle the Padres because, you know, the Padres are going to want to play spoiler too.
Just so keep picking up wins. I know. Because you're scared of falling into that third spot is what you're saying.
I mean, I am. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Milwaukee is going to win out that many games. They're 6.5 behind us, as we said. But I don't know. I ever since this Julio thing, I just got this weird, icky feeling it's that I didn't down, feel last been, week.
Yeah, it's been down. I mean, it's brutal, man. It is brutal. But
the positive, JD's back this week.
JD's back. Julio was having a bad year, though. So it's only, right?
Yeah, but you mean you still expect him? You don't forget what he did in that World Series. He was my MVP in that World Series when the way he came out of the bullpen. So
yeah, I agree.
He's got that experience that you would love to have on the roster come October.
But yeah, JD's back.
On the 8th, they're saying against Washington, JD should be back.
Trinan and Buehler will be back, mid-September?
Well, Trinan, they've paused his rehab completely from arm soreness. So he's no timetable on him right now. It's not looking good. Not looking good.
This is but I mean, at the end of the day,
Muncy's still above 200.
Yeah, there you go. At the end of the day, we're 14 games. We're going to be in the playoffs. So that's the main thing. That's what you just get in. And we'll see what we already know Julio's done.
And at this rate, we have a bye.
Yes.
More time for some of our injured guys like Trinan, like Kelly. I mean, Kelly should be back before the playoffs, I would assume.
Still love our bullpen. Just no more Vesia, please.
God, we used to hate Bickford. Now Bickford's gone. Who do we got to pick on? We got to pick on Vesia. Bring Pepio back up. Where's Pepio?
Well, it's another name we've heard. Yeah, Pepio's got to be back.
They've listed the fifth starter now.
Who is it?
According to the official depth chart, the fifth starter is listed as Sheehan at the moment.
Oh, because they can't call up Pepio yet, right? Because until this whole, I'm sure.
Exactly. Technically, Julio is technically still on the roster.
Yeah,
they're gonna have to make that decision. Gonna have to have that talk with him.
Yeah. So kind of downtime, but at the end of the day, we're still having a hell of a year. And Mookie probably lost the MVP on that, right? Acuna is just too good.
I mean, I think it's still grabs.
No, it's
still a month. Still a month, but I mean, Acuna is really good. I mean, I can't hate on the guy. I really can't the guy.
Only against us, I hate on him. But
that fucking bomb that he hit to dead center. Come on, dude.
I know. He's a beast. Anything else in the Dodgers? Yeah, I mean, the bats were. We got a wake up call too. That was a wake up call. I mean.
We lost
three in a row against the Braves. That's kind of.
I'm really hoping that after everything that's taken place in this past 2 days, that, you know, players only meeting.
Yep.
I think needs to be called Mookie, Freddie, Clayton. Those guys get together.
That's where we need a guy like JT.
Bingo. Get together. Get everybody's head back on straight. And we need to win the games that are winnable. We need to finish off the Marlins. We need to sweep Washington. We need to come back to LA to play the Padres. We need to win the next, what is it, 6 or 7 in a row? I think we're on the road.
Yeah, for. I agree. Get some momentum back going, right? And then get our guys back healthy.
And I didn't want to say it. Did we peak too early? We were so happy about August. We only lost like 5 games in the month of August. Did we peak?
Yeah, you never want to go into the playoffs playing horrible. But remember, last year we kind of peaked early because remember we coasted into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then,
which we're going to do again now. I think we're going to coast. Arizona's not going to catch us. The problem is you want the bye. I think we have to say home field advantage is gone. I don't think we're going to catch the Braves.
Oh, the Braves. Yeah, remember we said we had to take 3 or 4 or sweep. Now we're, 7-6-pack?
I mean, here's the thing. You figure we played the Braves 7 times this year. That's a 7-game series. we won three out of the four. So, I mean, you figure if we play the Braves again right now, I feel confident we can go to seven.
We could easily win two. I mean, the first one we came back down 7-1, and then the game Saturday when we were there was 1-1 all the way, but the bats just left too many guys on. But
and Acuna just
and their bullpen, dude, we could hit their bullpen.
Bullpen's not that good. Bullpen's not that good, but we need to get our bullpen healthy. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
But Acuna just eats fastballs for lunch. That's the problem.
I know. Just walk him, dude. Fuck.
What's the? Do you even want to see Lance Lynn throw to Acuna in the playoffs? What are you gonna do? Close your eyes. We're gonna be a yard just looking down. Close our eyes.
He's gonna have to start a game for us, right?
Oh, he has to. He has to. We have no choice. We have no choice.
That was the Lynn we all know, right?
I mean, this is the thing. He doesn't pitch terrible. He just leaves one innings, too right? many yes. over yep. the plate every yep. now and then. And you can't do that. He's going to get burned.
Especially with bases loaded, you can't do that.
To Acuna?
Yeah, you can't do that. That's enough Dodgers. We'll be fine for now. Let's go to the U.S. Open, man. Dude, how about? I mean, we'll start.
Center court.
Who's playing right now? Shelton was it 1-1?
The Americans.
Yeah. First of all, hell of a job, hell of a run by the Americans. But at the end of the day, you got to win to right. When's the last? We still haven't won since Roddick.
It's currently 1-1. Shelton took 6-2. TFO took 6-3. So either way, but here's the thing: do we like any of these Americans' chances against Djokovic?
I mean, look at Fritz. That guy's an unbelievable player, and Djokovic just wins the three.
He toyed with them.
I mean, he's got Alcaraz and Djokovic. We said last pod, Alcaraz and Djokovic are just in a whole different class, and we want a rematch. Do I want Tiafoe to win or Shelton? Of course, but...
Absolutely. But here's the other problem, actually. You look at the top half of the bracket, I think... After that marathon match against last night, which we're going to get into in a second here against Sinner, I don't think Zverev.
I don't think
he's got nothing left in the tank.
I agree.
He's got nothing left in the tank because Alcaraz played like what a 30-minute match in his round of 16. The guy didn't even show.
There's no way he beats Alcaraz. No way.
Well, the interesting thing is, I think the other match that quarterfinal with the two Russians, Medvedev and Rublev, that's actually gonna be a great match. That might be a hell of a match. The best quarterfinal match.
That's a five setter for sure, right?
And I actually think with the heat right now in New York, you never know. Is Alcaraz gonna come up limpy?
Gatorade, orange,
like Sinner last night. One of those Russians could knock off Alcaraz, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean,
I think one of those Russians could knock him off.
And then Djokovic, he's going to play either Shelton or Tiafoe, right?
Yeah, and I just don't know if either one of those guys have a chance against him.
Probably be three sets.
In my opinion, right now, the way the women's bracket shaped up, Coco has the best chance of any American to win this slam.
And we got Madison Keys left.
Keys is going, but then Keys is probably going to play Sabalenka. Everybody wants to see it. Coco versus Sabalenka in the final.
I agree. Probably the two. I mean, Swiatek, whatever her name, she's gone. But
she lost.
Yeah, besides Swiatek, Sabalenka is the next best. And then the way Coco's been playing over the last two months, she's top. I know, we want that. Yeah, Sabalenka and Coco for sure.
Coco versus Sabalenka, which is the matchup I think we all want. And then obviously we would love to see on the men's side, like we said, it's wide open. It's wide open, this tournament, to get there. It's still Alcaraz and our boy Joker. But on the women's side, I think an American can take it.
Yeah, hell of a show for the Americans. A lot better than last year, right?
Tenfold.
Yeah, for sure.
Tenfold, way better.
So we'll see. But we all know
this is the last Grand Slam of the year, huh?
I know. What the hell? And we know who we all want on Sunday, right? Alcaraz, Djokovic. That's what you want.
I hate to say it again for Tiafoe, but yeah, I want Alcaraz, Joker. And I hope it goes six, and I hope it goes to a forever tiebreak in the sixth.
Exactly, man.
Or in the fifth. Excuse me. Let it go in the sixth.
Let it go six.
Yeah.
Anything else or big tennis pod?
Honestly, I've watched so much of this U.S. Open, and it's been thrilling to watch. Actually, it's been great.
So you got DirecTV, right? Because I've been watching most of it, and now Spectrum doesn't play the ESPN. So I've been missing the hell.
You gotta get, you gotta call Slick and get him, dude. You gotta change the package. We're going to be at Yards for every single U.S. Open match now, too. We're already there for Dodger games. We're going to go to U.S. Open. Where's Gerald? We need a Gerald play on tennis.
Oh, man. Let's recap a little bit of college football week one before we get into NFL. I mean, how about Pac-12, dude?
First time undefeated to open the season?
Yeah, figure, like you said, figures when it's our last
figures.
Year.
That includes a USC at 2-0. That includes a freaking Arizona pulling one out of the hat.
True, but who besides Colorado, who are we playing in these matchups? Dude, Coastal Carolina for UCLA. Who did these are just what, warm-up games?
Yeah, not conference.
Oregon 81 points. I don't know, it's not
Utah had to play a Florida.
There you go. And then Colorado played TCU. Those are the two huge wins, but
Hold on. I think Arizona pulled one out of the hat too, didn't they? Beat somebody decent. I mean, if you got Cal winning a game too, somebody took down one of the Texas schools. That's true.
Imagine the Pac-12, like Drew was saying, Pac-12 parlay probably paid just for having Colorado.
Who the hell had that parlay though? You know what I mean? Well, dude, if you want to recap last Saturday, we can recap all.
I mean, everyone, that's the number. There you go.
And I took Colorado.
That's the number one story there, and I know Dion. I mean, that's unbelievable. I was way off on that one, but I'm rooting for Dion. That's awesome.
Dude, I don't know what's more impressive, Dion turning that program around. I mean, hold on, though. We'll get to that in the picks in a second because I'm saying pump the brakes on Dion right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it's a great story, but timeout. I think I said it in my picks last week. TCU was way overrated this year. They overaccomplished last year. They lost the quarterback. They got a whole new defense.
And we saw in the playoffs, they lost by what, 30? Yeah, they were. No 30, defense.
Try like 60. Was it 68-7 or something?
Was it?
Yeah, they lost to Georgia by like 50 points, dude.
Jeez.
They kept it close after the first 5 minutes, and then it was a track meet. So I'm saying pump the brakes on Colorado. I think it's a great story. I think the quarterback is solid. The star of the team is that two-way player.
Plays both ways.
He had 100 and how many snaps did he play? He played 140 something snaps.
Guy's ridiculous, man. I didn't know he was gonna be this good. Unreal.
You gotta launch him to the Heisman can't talk right now, right?
Yeah. Is he gonna play both ways in the NFL? He probably wants to, but they won't let him.
He's the Shohei Ohtani right now of college football. Think of it that way.
There you go. Yeah, it's impressive.
And he has something super crazy. 5 catches, 111 yards, I want to say. And then on defense, he was thrown to.
And he had a pick, right?
8 times. He had a pick, 3 knockdown, only 3 completions again. Or something, crazy.
Oh, man. And then what do you think of SC and UCLA so far? I mean, UCLA is just the one game. SC, they're going to score at will against those two teams, right?
They will. I'm surprised SC actually covered at home. Suspect. They're everybody's, you know, darling pick to get into the Final Four. I don't see it happening, to be honest. I see them dropping one against Utah.
Of course, yeah.
Pac-12's deep this year. The one thing I do love, though, is that freshman quarterback from UCLA. Give me him all day. He needs a start next game. Chip, if you're listening to the pod, he needs a start. The kid's the future. Get him in there now.
Yeah, seriously. And then, and then last night, dude, Clemson, your boy Dabo, dude, hell of a win. Yeah, dude, Clemson hasn't been good since what, Trevor Lawrence? They're good, but they're not.
How about the QB from Duke trying to ask for a little extension on his paper in school, and the professor says, no, sorry.
Really?
You didn't see that?
I said no. I saw his touchdown run. That was unbelievable.
He asked his professor today for an extension on the paper that was due today because he said he was busy, had to beat Clemson. I was like, he's like, professor, come on, give me some break here. Like, we just had a big, huge upset win. Professor said, nope, give him that.
Duke, it's academics over football, man. Oh, no, it's basketball. Then
lacrosse.
And then, yeah.
Then academics. And women's soccer.
Decent week. What was that? Week one, consider, even though there was a week. Yeah, it was week 0.
I'm calling it week one. Yeah. I'm calling it week one.
There's some good matchups coming up. Obviously, the main one is Bama, Texas.
Bama, Texas. Roll damn tide.
Roll damn tide. Let's get in before we get into it. Well, because we got a lot of picks. Let's get into this. Dude, NFL 2 days away, like we said.
One day away when this comes out.
Oh, yeah. When this comes out. Should we just throw out some hot takes that you have for the year?
I got some great hot takes.
Fire away. We'll just go on the top.
My biggest one already right now. I've been on it all. I've been on it since this trade happened. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets will be last year's Denver Broncos with Russell Wilson. All this hype on them. They got the hard knocks. Dude, that team, I still don't think is any good. Yes, he's got some good receivers. No, I'm saying the Jets fight for third place in their division with the Patriots. I am not buying the Rodgers hype. I'm not sipping the Jets Kool-Aid whatsoever.
I'm on a team like that. I'm not, everyone seems to be sipping. I'm not sipping the Bears Kool-Aid. I say they don't make the playoffs.
There is a lot of people in the Bears Kool-Aid. You're right. They're already talking Fields possible MVP.
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, he's amazing to watch, but he could easily get hurt the way he plays. Their defense is still trash. I mean, yeah, they got DJ Moore. I know he's good, but it's not. Well, cut the brakes on them. I think they don't make playoffs.
I'll be honest. I just found out last night that the Bears' number one running back is Khalil Herbert. I had zero idea, and I couldn't even tell you who their backup is.
Well, there you go. Well, what's your next hot take? Just keep firing away.
Next hot take, I think, I think I said this last year too, and it burned me last year, but I'm going to stick to it. The Raiders are going to be better than what everybody's giving them credit for.
Jimmy G's a winner, dude.
I think the Raiders are going to be solid. I think the Raiders are going to be in contention in that division. And this goes hand in hand with my next one. I think we have seen the end of the Chiefs dynasty. I'm saying that right now. You heard it here first.
You still think they make playoffs and all that, but you're just saying,
I think they'll fight for a playoff spot. I think the Chargers, you've let me down.
Winning the division this year. I know they let us down.
I think the Chargers fixed some problems they had. I think what's his name? The coach.
Oh, the coach is on the hot. This is now or never, dude. Because exactly. That's the last year. Yeah, I'm surprised he's even back. But now it's.
I think this is the Chargers' year. If Herbert stays healthy, I think this is the Chargers' year to win that division. And I'm saying, don't count out the Raiders.
Come on, Antep.
I still think Denver will be shit.
I think Wilson will get benched some point in the season. I think Peyton won't be afraid to do it.
I like that take.
I think maybe we've seen the end of Wilson's. Don't tell Shelby that, but we'll see it. Maybe he's just not good anymore after last year. We'll see with Peyton. Maybe he'll be bounced back, but maybe Wilson gets benched during the year. Keep him coming. What do you got?
I want some crazy ones. I got another one too. It's not too crazy though. But again, all this preseason hype, and I don't understand why. I actually think the team took a step backwards. I'm not sipping any of the Cowboys Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I mean, everyone I guess they always have hype, right? But you're not. I know. I kind of like the Giants. Not in sipping that division, the
Cowboy
right?
Kool-Aid.
Even Washington should be better too.
Eagles.
Eagles. Division. Yeah, for sure.
But I do actually like the Giants, and we'll get a little preview to my action of the year, and it'll come. I do like the Giants.
Yeah. I think Falcons win the division, dude. And Bijan MVP. Let's go.
I don't like it. I love it.
There we go. Come on.
I don't like it. I love it because he was my first pick last night in a draft. I took him twice now
on my first pick. So you're like, you know, if you don't have that top like four picks, you always land on Bijan.
I'm in the same boat, dude. I'm in the same boat. And here's the problem. I feel like for guys that are doing that, we're all in.
You have to be all in because
he's either gonna do phenomenal for you or you're wrecked in the first round.
I know. I agree. I'm kind of nervous, but
I mean, hot take on them though is that like all eight teams of the both Southern divisions, I feel like both Southern divisions are like the MLB Centrals. I think it's just a lot of trash.
Yeah,
tons of trash.
I agree. I know. That's why
Carolina, I think it's gonna be terrible. Houston and the other side is gonna be terrible. The Falcons will be better. The Falcons are gonna win by default because I think Tampa Bay is gonna not be good at all.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't think the Saints would be decent with Carr. Carr, I mean, decent.
Jacksonville, maybe, but dude, I think a lot of people trash, are. I think Tennessee's not going to be that good.
It's going to be good that everyone's going to be down on it. I mean, maybe Love is good, but everyone's down on Packers, but they still got a good squad.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm not saying.
I might just be fading the Packers.
The team total is only 7.5. I think they win 9 games, right? Still got a good D.
Dude,
Rodgers didn't even play good last year, right?
Our boy Buttress, who's on the Raider train also, he sent me a fantastic clip today, basically saying that last year, I want to say Carlson, kicker for the Raiders, he had like, I think 10 or 9 or 10 50 or plus yard field goals on the season. And right now, he's going off at over under 5. You have the Raiders aren't going to score that much. They're going to be kicking the field goal. Oh, you got to hammer the
Jimmy,
over. Right?
We know Jimmy G in the red zone. He doesn't score.
We got to hammer the over, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that's a problem, dude. Got to do it.
I got to find that bet. I'm going to hammer that. There's a hot take right there.
Any final ones before we move on? Any crazy? Come on, get some crazy ones. Brady comes out of retirement. There you go. There's one. What do you got?
I don't know about that.
I'm just throwing some crazy. Come on.
I mean, honestly. Shit, I can't even think of some.
Any coaches fired, do you think, during the year?
Oh, absolutely.
Always happens.
Absolutely. Trying to think who'd be the first coach to go. I mean,
because they already fired the Cardinals coach, they're gonna be horrible, dude. Maybe Todd Bowles, dude.
I actually think McVay might be on the hot seat.
Ooh, yeah, they're gonna be. Hey, Rams are gonna be trash, I think.
And now they're gonna be trash, dude,
yeah, they already were gonna be trash, but now Cup's out. Sorry, Kevin. Sorry. At least he does the flag.
Will Stephon Diggs be a Bills by the end of the season?
Ooh. Oh, and then there's another. That's good. Well, how about all these Chris Jones hasn't signed? Bosa. There's a lot of guys that are holding out. And then the Chandler Jones thing, you saw that today?
Will Taylor play a game this season?
Oh, shit. He's on the
pup list. Will JT play a game?
It's another one. Man, a lot of storylines going in. But I can't wait, man. Oh, can't believe
can't wait.
Can't wait.
Who do we got Thursday night? We got a little Lions Chiefs action.
Give me what time are you back in town, man?
What's the line on that?
Six and a half, but I think it's going down because Kelsey might not play.
Oh, that's right.
Jones, you got to take Lions at this point, right?
I think you're right. I think you do. And I think if the Chiefs are smart, I think you sit Kelsey for a week.
Yeah, what? No, you seriously, have to. What do you? That's like your main guy. You're not gonna. Why?
What's the worst that could happen? He sits and you lose. You still got 16 more games to try to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Totally agree.
Why risk it? Have him get injured even worse, and now he's out for maybe.
Because you know they'll probably make the playoffs. All you need him is for the playoffs.
He can't play, in my opinion. He has to sit. That'd be the smartest play.
Yeah, I agree. All right, you want to get to some action in the urinal? Said we're gonna do it different this year. We're gonna make it a competition. So you're 5-0. I'm 2-3.
All right. We're going for the whole, for everything. NFL and college combined.
Yeah, just separate so we can see you either tail or fade us.
All right. In case you guys missed that, I'll just repeat it. I am 5-0. I gave you Wyoming, fantastic double overtime win. I gave you Colorado.
Did they come back down 17-0?
Oh, they were down and won it in double overtime against Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Dude,
I was hot. I'm counting the Utah Buffalo one. I gave you Buffalo. I was sweating Buffalo. Buffalo almost
weren't you sweating Bama? I wasn't able to watch that. Were you sweating Bama first half?
Not at all. Not at all. They almost covered it the first quarter.
Oh, okay, because at one point Bama's not gonna. Then they just blew.
All right. Well, I only got three for college this week. Dude, I only got three.
I wrote down a lot. Shit.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I wrote down a lot, but I'm only starring three. I'm picking my spots, dude. I'm picking my spots.
I think we might be on the same one on one.
Probably. We'll start it off.
Which one?
Bama is my pick to win the national title this year.
Okay.
I'm taking Bama -7 at home. Roll Tide. End of story. I think they mopped the floor with Texas.
All right. I like that one.
That's my play.
Hey, back to Dion. Love you, Dion, but this is too much. This is now everyone knows that you guys are, well, everyone says you guys are the best and maybe go undefeated. Not so fast, my friend. And maybe they'll win, but dude, I mean, how could you not? You got to, we look at spots like this and you know the public's going to be all over Colorado. You got to give me the +3 with Nebraska, right?
I'm on it too. I got 3.5.
Got three. Oh, 3.5.
I'm showing 3.5. The only thing that worries me is that it is in Colorado. But yeah. Do not forget, this used to be one of the biggest rivalries in college football, Nebraska, Colorado, when they used to be together in the Big 12, formerly the Big 8.
Hey, I want Colorado to win, but dude, it's just the best spot, right? Everyone's Colorado, jumping on them now.
Win by two.
Yeah, seriously, win by two. Or win by three. We get the hook.
All right, so we're both on Nebraska.
There we go. We're
both on Nebraska, getting 3.5.
All right, what do you got?
How many more you got?
Man, I got
I'm because I'll follow that one up because I'm thinking the same exact way. How many push-ups did the Oregon Duck do last week?
Dude, I think I'm with you on this one too.
How many push-ups did he do? What is America saying? They hung a fucking 80 something on Portland State.
And now I know. And now they're at
Texas Tech. And who are they playing? A team that just lost to my Wyoming in double overtime. Yeah, and
they blew it because they're not a bad team. Texas Tech.
Give me Texas Tech plus the six and a half at home. You know, that's
totally agree. And sprinkle on the over to, you know, in that game. That Oregon just scored 81. You gotta, I like, yeah. Dude, yeah, sprinkle money line too. Texas Tech, dude.
Plus 6.5.
I agree, man. Already
the Pac-12 is overachieved. We've already said it. The Pac-12 is already overachieved so far through week one. Give me Texas Tech, getting 6.5 at home all day long.
Dude, I'm riding the Kiffin trade, man. I mean, train. Give me they're at Tulane. Give me the -7.5 at Tulane, dude. Tulane's a little overrated. Ole Miss should score at will against these guys.
You know what's so funny?
Yeah.
That was the very first game I wrote down, but I did not star it. And the fact that you're taking Ole Miss -7.5, I think where they're at, Tulane, correct?
Yeah.
I'll go against you. I'll take the Tulane +7.5 at
home.
There
we go. All right.
There you go. Ole Miss played last week. Mercer? Come on. At least Tulane played somebody, I think.
Oh, true. And then
I'll take Tulane +7.5.
What's the other one I had?
Just because we're already on two of the same ones.
All right. Yeah, that's good. I like when we go against each other because, you know, because one of us will win. But now it's a competition. So who's Baylor got? I was eyeing them, too.
I was actually eyeing that one as well.
Because, you know, everyone's going to be down on them. But I feel like they're a good play. Where's that game?
I was eyeing that one, but I didn't write it down.
Oh, 7.5. Why is that so low? Baylor just lost to who? Texas State?
Texas State.
And we know is because Utah's quarterback's out.
So yes, he is out for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But they got the backup. The backup's just as good.
It seems a little low because I feel like on paper, Utah's way better.
I'm staying away.
Give me the +7.5 with Baylor. That'll be my last play.
I'm staying away from that one. Just a couple leans that I'm not going to actually play here. North Carolina just came off a big kind of win against their southern rival in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Now they play an in-state rival, and App State's a covering machine. I might make this one in one of my plays, but I'm not going to make it in my action theorem, but I might sprinkle a little on this. App State getting 18 at UNC, in-state rival. Give me App State in that game, but I'm not going to play it right here. And then here's the other one. I sent both you and Drew a text the other day about how every single year there's always one team that just makes me money. And I told you which team that was going to be this year. And they covered with their eyes closed this past week. There is no line on this game right now, but I think there will be a line by Saturday. I might blind play the Oregon State Beavers every single game this season. They're playing at home against UC Davis. They got to be favored by a lot. I think they cover no matter what that line is. There's no line right now, but just take Oregon State.
I like it. So that's going to be your that. You're going to bet them every week?
I'm probably going to bet Oregon State every single week.
There's no spread on it, but I mean, you just have to, just based on what a huge win, especially a short week. Give me Lafayette plus the points against Duke, whatever the number is. Hey, just a letdown spot, right?
I like it.
You got to, dude.
I like it. So just to recap, you're on Ole Miss. I'm on Tulane. We're opposite there.
Yeah.
We're the same on Texas Tech. We're the same on Nebraska.
I got Baylor. It's Utah, you got
Baylor,
and Lafayette, whatever the spread is. No line yet.
All right. And my only extra one is I'm taking Bama -7.
Okay. That's obviously everyone's going to be watching that one. If that on those, just I like betting the over on those big ones. So, but I think you're right on the Bama. They should cruise.
I think so.
Now NFL, dude, I like too many games.
I do too, but I had to narrow it down, dude. I can't bet the board this early. I cannot bet the board week one.
I think we did that last year and we started off bad, but then week two we came back. But I think I'm to have a six pack, dude.
You got a sixer? Okay. You got to catch me at 5-0. You got to bet the board.
Oh shit! I'm gonna start with give me the Steelers, dude. Steelers plus 2.5. I think Tomlin always gets his boys ready week one and. Do Niners, I mean, with Bosa, is he going to play for sure? Still asking a lot from Purdy after coming back from the injury. I think it's a great spot for Steelers, especially
All right.
Watt over 2.5 sacks.
All right. I like that 2.5 sacks. Watt. I can see that. I'm going straight to the runners up from last year. I think the world is on the Eagles. This is the prime spot for the Patriots to pick one off. Home opener, Belichick known to get his defense up. I think the Eagles win. I just think it's too many points for the Patriots.
I have that one
getting
too.
At home. Give the Patriots +5 at home.
Guess who there? It's Brady night too.
Is it really?
It's all Brady right before, dude.
Sprinkle the money line,
but +4.5. I think that's too high. They got a good enough deal to keep.
I'm showing close. 5 right now.
Oh no, also 5. Hey, we'll take.
And
5.
I'm showing it opened at 5, maybe, and now it's back up to 5.
Maybe we'll go to 6. We'll take it. I mean,
so we're both on that Patriots. Yeah,
both on Pats. All right, and then
lock it in. You know what happens when we're in the same?
Oh yeah, remember last year? What did we go, like 10-0?
So we're going to parlay Texas Tech, Nebraska to the Patriots.
Oh, dude, it's a hell of a parlay. What else you guys? Is it my turn or your turn?
My turn.
Give me the Browns, man, at home. Home dogs. Burrow doesn't usually do well against Cleveland for some reason, and he's been hurt all camp. Mm-hmm. Dude, I don't know. Give me the dog pound, dude.
I respect it.
I mean, I know Watson's got to play better than he did last year, right? Even though I can't believe he's still in the league, but he's got to step up better than last year. Divisional game, and they usually play mm-hmm. Cincy well. So give me the Browns money line. +2.
All right.
Yep.
I already told you who I'm fading. I'm not sipping the Cowboys Kool-Aid. I gave a little preview to this earlier. I just, on a Sunday night game, a big divisional rivalry.
That's another one I have, dude.
Give me the Giants getting 3. Yeah, I just,
that doesn't make sense to me. The home team usually wins. It's a huge rivalry, and they're getting 3.5. That's
so fishy.
It is fishy, but you got to take the 3 in the hook, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm on Giants.
You got it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And then, I'm going to be down on Bears all year. I told you that, and I'm kind of high on the Packers. So give me Packers. What are they, -1 at Bears, or are they getting +1?
Currently, right now, I'm showing Bears -1.
Okay, give me Packers +1. I think everyone's going to be on the Bears this week. I think Love will have a big game, and that'll be maybe he might suck, but I think Packers could win that game.
All right. My last one right here. Here's the thing. This line has moved. I told everybody and their mother about 3 weeks ago that I was locking this one early, and I locked it in already. I already have a C note down for Buffalo. I got them at -1.5. It is now 2.5. I don't know what you want to give me on that, but Buffalo, I told you I'm not sipping the Jets Kool-Aid. I'm not sipping the Aaron Rodgers, Hard Knocks, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I think they're going to get a rude wake-up call against Buffalo. Buffalo goes into New Jersey and comes out easily a touchdown winner.
And you have been saying, yeah, those are the two games you've been talking about when the lines came out. You said Patriots and Bills.
Bills. Those are my two plays since the moment those lines came out.
And this might be biased for my last pick, but I mean, Falcons, I already said they should have a good year. -3.5. Rookie QB, dude, on the road. Dude, Panthers, I still don't think they have the playmakers. Brown? What's his name? No. Bryce Young? First game on the road in the Dome with Falcons.
I think
Falcons,
he's going to get a rude awakening, too. Welcome to the NFL, kid.
Yeah. So I think Falcons win by 4 or more. Division game at home. So let's go. Let's start off. Let's stay hot in NFL, right?
You got any more?
That's it. That's the 6-pack, right? Browns, Steelers, Falcons, Packers, Giants, Patriots.
All right.
What's your last one? You got a last
quick
one?
Lean is, I'm not throwing this in. Quick lean. I think that Dolphins Chargers game, there could be 80 points scored in that. So maybe watch the over in that Dolphins Charger.
Yeah, too high power. Oh man, that's gonna be
a survivor pick. You got a survivor?
I mean, how could you not go? Oh man, do you say Baltimore or do you say Baltimore or do you go Washington, dude? Arizona's
I'm taking Washington because I might not get to use them again.
No, Murray's not playing, right?
No, he's not. He's hurt.
This is the best time to use Washington.
He might
right?
not play again. So I'm playing Washington.
Dude, and I think Bucks might be trash this year, too. You could either use those two, Ravens, Washington, or Bucks, right? But if you're playing it smart, yeah, save Ravens, use Washington, too. Yep.
Super Bowl pick, real quick for the people.
Oh, man. What did we say last year? Were we way off?
We were way off. I got mine. I'm going Niners, Bills.
Niners, Bills. Oh, God. I'll go Chargers-Eagles.